The secret to good style is that everyone can achieve it. The saying that style would be something you have or not is an outdated myth. It's all about knowledge and how interested you are in dressing well. All men benefit from dressing well, with a good sense of style. The Care of Carl podcast will give you hands-on advice on how to do just that. We might even give you a laugh or two on the way, but we won't make any promises. After all, style is a very serious matter. Welcome to another episode of the Care of Carl podcast. My name is Mikael Wallin. I am Care of Carl's style advisor and your host here at the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today's topic is incredibly style related and still about something completely invisible. So we're going to talk about how to express your personal style with a fragrance. A fragrance can elevate your style way beyond the visual impression. People will always see the garments you wear, get strong impressions from your personality and the signs you send through the way you act. And all this will be strongly enhanced if you also wear a fragrance that positively harmonizes with everything you represent. When it comes to choosing your own favorite fragrance, it's almost a somewhat philosophical matter. Every perfume will develop into a fairly unique scent in contact with every wearer's skin, and the most important thing about a fragrance is that you truly like it yourself. I mean, just like clothing, your partner might be very particular about what they want you to wear, fragrance-wise, but a person will only truly enjoy using a fragrance if they really like it themselves. This is something to bear in mind when buying a fragrance for someone else, particularly if this person is really interested in clothing and style. And most importantly, whether a fragrance suits a person or not is also something only the wearer can determine themselves. Fragrances can both represent and create emotional experiences. They're often central parts in very precious memories. I mean, a scent can take us to another place and time in a fraction of a second, and perhaps your favorite scent reminds you of a special moments with your grandfather, where his Creed fragrance blended with the smell of his old flannel shirt, tobacco from his pipe, and the old wooden boat where you spent mild summer evenings as the gentle breeze carried subtle notes of jasmine in the air. I mean, it just creates so many different dimensions, and your own smell will perhaps create similar memories for people you know. There are different paths to take when finding your fragrance, and one is to create a signature smell, like a scent that you and the people around you will unmistakably and specifically relate to you as a person. A way to find the signature smell is that you can use fragrances that you're curious about as a starting point. Perhaps perfumes that have been worn by people who inspire you can be an exciting area to explore. To get small samples of fragrances to wear and experience for some time is a very good way to go about it and to determine which one feels right for you. And don't be afraid to try fragrances with odd and unexpected notes. To differ from the majority of people around you in an exciting way, it's some of the most stylish things you can do, and a perfectly chosen fragrance is a truly good way to do so. Another way to go about choosing your fragrance is to create a scent wardrobe. That is, like different scents for different occasions and times of day, for instance. Perhaps like a lighter floral scent with notes of citrus, bergamot, and vetiver for daytime use. And while perhaps you use a heavier, spicier, perhaps even smoky, woody smell later in the day. In this realm, you can also consider summery and more wintry fragrances. I mean, it's only your imagination that sets the limits for how you can build up all the different fragrances you use. Tobacco, oud, sandalwood, frankincense, black pepper, and ombre are some exciting notes to explore here in this matter as well. Just like regarding style and clothing, we want to encourage you to spend a bit more money on one or perhaps a couple of fragrances of higher quality as well. Perfume made from premium ingredients by a reputable perfume house will most likely render a higher price, but also generate a more profound and exciting scent, according to our experience. Finally, our perhaps most important advice and words of wisdom. A scent should always just barely be noticed as a very discreet addition to the wearer's appearance. It doesn't need to create a scent trail for a rescue squad to follow to find you if you get lost in the forest, so just use a very mild amount. I mean, your scent is to be like a subtle invitation to get to know you better, and a compliment of your fragrance will perhaps open the doors to exciting encounters with people around you. You never know where it'll take you, so choose it carefully. So with these words, we wrap up this episode of the Care of Carl podcast. If you're curious to explore new fragrances, you'll find a carefully selected range of these under the accessories menu in the Care of Carl online store. You can also find more inspiration in our online publication, Carl Magazine. So once again, I, Mikael Wallin, would like to thank you all on the behalf of Care of Carl for hanging out with us here today. All you listeners and customers and fellow enthusiasts, you're truly the backbone of everything which is Care of Carl is built on, so you truly mean a lot to us. So goodbye for this time, and until next time, take care, stay safe, and stylish.